Let me stop you there, sorry. There's all sorts of exciting presents people have got. Maybe you've come wearing something new today that you've got, or you've brought something to show. Some really nice presents. I wonder, have you had your morning of writing thank you cards? Now, when I was little, we used to have a morning in the Christmas holidays where we had to sit down and write all our thank you cards. So thank you cards to grandmas and uncles and godparents, all the people that might have bought us presents for Christmas. It was not a fun morning. We hated doing it, and I think my mum had a real battle to get us to sit down and do it. But it's right to say thank you. Let's put up, got my little thank you card here, put it there. It's right, isn't it, to say thank you. Did you find it really easy to say thank you? Sometimes it is really easy. Did you find that this Christmas? You said, thank you, it's just what I wanted. This is going to be really useful, or oh, what a lovely treat. And you said thank you really easily, with happiness, with a great big smile on your face, with great joy in your heart. It's right to say thank you. Let me put this up here. Let's see. A big thank you sign. Let's see if that'll clip up. There we go. It's right to say thank you. Sometimes, though, it's really hard to say thank you. Did you find that this Christmas? Thank you. But it's the wrong make, or the wrong size, or just the wrong thing. You found it hard to say thank you. You said it with sadness, with gritted teeth, with great disappointment in your heart. But you know, it's right to say thank you. I've got a nice thank you balloon here. Let's pop that up. It's right to say thank you. Today we're looking at our new verse for the year, and it's a great verse for us. It's a great verse for us today, but it's a great verse for us every day. It's a verse that reminds us to say thank you to God, because it's right to say thank you. Can you find your little card, actually? Have you got it in front of you? Take it out, have a look. We're going to say it again together. Are you ready? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. 118, verse 1. Thank you very much. This starts off by telling us to say thank you. We need telling, don't we? Because we're not very good at remembering, and we're not very good at doing it. But it's right to say thank you. A big thank you card. There we go. We're very forgetful. That's the problem when it comes to writing thank you cards, isn't it? You forget who's given you what. It all just becomes a bit of a muddle, a jumble of presents. And that's what we're like with God. We forget what he's given us. It all becomes a bit of a muddle, a jumble of presents from him. So many good things. And we're just not very good at saying thank you. That's the problem with thank you cards, isn't it? We just can't be bothered. It just seems a bit of a chore. There's something else we'd rather be doing. And we're just like that with God a bit. We can't be bothered to speak to him. Seems like a bit of a chore. There are other things we'd rather be doing instead. But it's right to say thank you. So the start of this verse tells us to say thank you to God, because it's right to say thank you to him. And the verse goes on to tell us two things we can specially say thank you to God for. He's good, and his love lasts forever. God is good. Let's see this. I don't know if you can see it. It might be a bit small for you at the back. Stick this on the front of our thank you card here. He is good. God is totally and completely good. He made goodness. He is goodness. Everything good comes from him. He doesn't get better with age. He's good yesterday, today, and forever. The same goodness. No shadows or darkness in him at all. Perfectly and utterly good. All the time. And we've seen his goodness, haven't we? Just look at the world that he has made. The beauty, the detail, the variety. God is good. We've seen his goodness. Look at the church that he's put us in, the people that he's placed around us, the building that he's given us to meet in. God is good. We have seen his goodness. Look at what he's given to us. He's woken us up this morning. He's given us food to eat. He's given us clothes to wear. God is good. And it's right to say thank you. God is good. God's love endures forever. A little thing that says loves. Let's put this on the front of the card. God loves forever. God is totally and completely and forever loving. God made love. God is love. Everything to do with real love comes from him. He feels love and he shows love. All his ways are loving. All he does is loving. All he withholds from us is loving. He is loving yesterday, today, and forever. The same love, perfectly and utterly loving. God loves forever. We have seen his love. Look back at the beginning of the world. God made a promise to rescue a people, to make a family. God is forever loving. We have seen his love. Look back to the very first Christmas. God sent his very best gift, his own son, into the world to live with us. Jesus gave up his home in heaven. God is forever loving. We have seen his love. Look back to the very first Easter. Jesus endured mocking and torture and loneliness, betrayal and separation. He endured death on a cross for us. God is forever loving. We have seen his love. Look around us now and ahead. God is with us. He is our help, our strength, our light, our rescue. God loves forever. And it's right to say thank you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. The verse starts off by telling us to say thank you. We need telling, don't we? Because we're not very good at it. We're not very good at remembering. Now maybe, just maybe, you're one of those very organized people and you keep a pad and a pencil on hand and you take careful notes when the unwrapping of presents begins. Now, let's not make fun of those people. Let's learn from them. Perhaps we could make little notes each day or each week of the things that we're thankful to God for, the little and the big things, so that we can remember. Maybe you've had a whole morning of writing thank you cards and you hated every minute of it. It was too much. Well, perhaps instead of trying to spend a whole morning saying thank you to God, we could try little and often. What about particular times? When you look at your plate of food, you could say thank you to God for it. At the end of the day, as you put your head on the pillow, you could look back over the day and think about all the things that that God has given you, and you could say thank you to him. We could stick this card on our fridge or on the mirror or by the kettle, and whenever we see it, we can say thank you to God. Because it's right to say thank you. He is good, and his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, we want to say thank you to you. We have seen your goodness. We have seen your love. You are brilliant. We're sorry that we forget to say thank you. We're sorry that sometimes we just can't be bothered to say it. Please forgive us, and please help us to keep thanking you. Amen. We're going to sing a song again, and this song is called Give Thanks. So hey, how great is that? We can sing this, and as we sing it, we can be thanking God for all that he's done for us and reminding each other to keep on saying thank you. So as the music starts, let's stand and sing together.
With a mighty